Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85, died October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 2. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Teresa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kazuboski of New Hampton, Iowa. Many nieces and nephews. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, October 31st from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan, three children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, siblings John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died Thursday, October 16th, at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday, November 1st, from 9 till noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deirdre Kazda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kazda, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday, November 6th at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain, burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday, November 6th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Lucille Wankerl is survived by five children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, and Father Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Joe Husum of Plain, and Mary and Mark Peck of Arena. Son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Anthem, Arizona. Six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Two sisters, Irene and Don Raggetts of Danbury, Connecticut, and Doris and Bob Hayes of Prescott Valley, Arizona. Brother-in-law Anthony Wankerl of Sauk City, and sister-in-law Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain.